Say amen, and then everybody up here say hallelujah, and then we all say Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Now's your turn. Amen. We're still being filled.
Amen.
So we have our mics set up. This is your opportunity to function,
Amen.
To minister Christ to all of us.
Amen.
And so we want you all to come forward, especially the ones who haven't come forward yet. Again, this is just an encouragement. You have a function. An irreplaceable function, and we want you to give us food.
Amen.
This is your opportunity to give them food.
Amen.
And the time is now. So please come forward, and we'll start with 1 minute each. And again, if you haven't shared this entire weekend, I know there's a lot in you, right? There's a lot that's been deposited in you, and so please release what you have. And so, come up to the mics. We'll start with 1 minute each.
Amen.
Hi, praise the Lord for this weekend.
Amen.
So I found that in the past couple of weeks, I've had this tightness in my chest. Like I'm a freshman and I go to school in Manhattan. And I just found it's a dirty city. The people are grumpy. I miss home, and I'm just like, oh, I don't like this city. And so on top of that, I'm a dance major, so I dance from 3 to 5.5 hours a day. And I have 2 injuries, my ankle and my hip. And so it's just difficult and stressful, and the doctors are like, oh, you'll be fine, and I'm not fine. And so I've been questioning, I'm like, Lord, why are you putting me here? Why do I have to go through this? I don't want this. But then yesterday, a sister from the Working Saints, in their meeting, they were saying, be content with where you are and thank God for it, even if you're not super happy with it. So I've been praying this weekend, and I said, Lord, thank you for where I am and what I have. I trust your plan. And that's all I had to do. I had to say, Lord, I trust you. Even if I'm not happy right now, I will be. And then another thing is, yesterday, Brother Ed said, all we have is right now. So don't worry about the near or far future. Don't stress yourself out. And just enjoy the Lord today. And so that's what I was finally able to do this weekend. I let go of all these things, and I just enjoyed the Lord. And now I can breathe. There's no more tightness in my chest. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Saints, it's so good to be here this weekend. Enjoy Christ with you all. I was just really touched with this matter. The Lord wants to recover our function. Lord, recover my function.
Amen.
And one point here, we need to love the Lord above all, having our eyes open to see his supreme preciousness. Saints, don't you want to know the Lord in such a way? We come here, we pay the price to gain Christ. Paul, after his conversion, after 26 years, he still wanted to know him.
Amen.
Lord, I want to know you.
Amen.
Oh, we can know the Lord. Amen.
I really appreciated the first message, the growth of the seed of the kingdom. I really appreciate that in the divine life, it's really similar to the human life in that growth is little by little. So for any of you who feel like you are just struggling in your faith, you feel like you're not making any significant progress in your relationship with the Lord, it's okay. Just a bit of my own personal testimony. I didn't start going to regular table meetings until I started college, so I was really discouraged because I felt like I had so much catching up to do. And even during the winter training, I would write down what I wanted to pray. So then when we were asked to pray 2 by 2, I would peek an eye open and then just pray what I had written down. But I appreciate that this isn't a race. This isn't a competition. It's not whose seed grows the fastest. I appreciate that the Lord is faithful. He is patient. And the Lord has a timing.
We cannot make it without Christ.
Amen.
All our hope is in Christ Jesus. And it reminded me of a hymn, and it says, I can't live without you anymore. I can't make it like I did before.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This weekend, I've been so thankful that I have the time to give to the Lord.
Amen.
We are reminded that we only have today. We don't have tomorrow.
Amen.
And that we shouldn't be thinking about the future and making plans, but we just need to stop and give our time to the Lord.
Amen.
It's such a mercy that we are here this weekend and that we're hearing this ministry. I was just convicted that I need to spend more personal time with the Lord so I have roots that go deep into him.
Amen.
Because in everything, he is the one that supplies us, and he will get us through it.
Amen.
And the more we try to do anything in ourselves, we just see how short we are and how we will fail again and again. And I appreciated the prayer mentioned in the last message. Lord, make me a captive. Never let me win. Defeat me all the time.
Amen.
It's such a mercy at the end of my life that I can say, I never won. And that every time the Lord was the one who won.
Amen.
And that he would say, well done, good and faithful slave.
Amen.
I think, you know that we'll have to say no more standing up. No more coming up. After him. Yeah. And those of you that are against the wall and to the back, you're not gonna get a minute. So start altering your sharing. It's gonna go down to 45 and
right.
Then to 30 and then to 15 somewhere. So be ready for it. Be ready for it. Go for it.
Praise the Lord. I just enjoy these verses. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave
whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time. Amen. Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Amen. I enjoyed what our brother said. He said, not grieving the Holy Spirit is related to our living, but not quenching the Spirit is related to our function. Right. We all have a function, Amen. And we all have at least one talent. I shared this recently, but a brother encouraged me to share it again. A talent is a lot of money. Back then, a denarius was one day's worth of pay. So 6,000 denarius is one talent. So you'd have to save up 6,000 days pay to get one talent. That's 16.5 years, working weekends, no breaks, not spending any money. That's a lot of money. We all have been given so much, and we owe it to one another to give each other the Christ that we enjoy. Amen. Praise the Lord. We pray that when he comes, he would find us doing so.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're living in the reality of the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom was always something like a Disneyland kingdom to me. But this is the reality this weekend. And of course, to live in that reality, what Ed shared touched me. You have to buy and you have to invest. Amen. So this is what we're doing this weekend and every day, even the future days, buying and investing. Amen. I was touched one thing he shared yesterday about God being processed. That's not a small thing, that God was willing to be processed through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to become this wonderful husband. But we also have to be processed. Amen. It's not right that God would be processed and we would not. We have to be processed to become the wife, Amen. To become the bride. Amen. Through regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transforming, conforming, and glorifying. Amen. But we go through that process by buying every day. Amen. Buying the oil every day and investing our talent every day.
Amen. I just really enjoy the definition of an overcomer. A normal Christian in an abnormal world. You know, I work with a lot of females, and it's so difficult sometimes. There's so much gossip, there's so much complaining and murmuring and cursing. But I just remember this brother just said, be a God man in your cubicle. You know, just to continue enjoying the Lord. You know, in every circumstance, turn to your spirit. And recently, a worker of mine said to me, Hermine, you're such an inspiration. You know, every situation, you're always so calm and so collect and so cool. And I said, it's not me, it's Christ. Amen. I mean, she looked at me like I was crazy, but, you know, I said, praise the Lord. So may we learn to turn to our spirit in every situation.
Amen. Amen. Fill us, Jesus. Amen. Fill us, Jesus. Amen. Every moment, give us more of thee. Amen. Fill us, Jesus. Amen. Fill us, Jesus. Amen. Fill us with reality.
I feel like I should be speaking to the back of the room now because this line's so long. But anyways, there was a point in the first message that really touched me. It says, the accusation answering blood of Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
A lot of times, I know a lot of people who constantly deny, like, oh, I didn't do this. Like, why are you accusing me of doing this? But for me, I have an opposite problem. Many times I tend to beat myself up over a lot of things. Like, last night, I was really touched by Brother Ed's sharing regarding our heart, because there was something that I was really stubborn about, a personal matter that I'm not going to talk about, but it was really beating me down, and I ended up going to a really depressed state of mind. I was outside like, oh, Jerry, why do you keep disappointing the Lord? Why are you always like this? Like, but then I realized that's just Satan accusing me. He's just constantly attacking me. He's just so subtle, and I was just so sad. But then last night, we were singing the song. What was it? Song 4. When we were singing the chorus, this river is huge, this river is deep, this river is wide. Like, it's kind of hard not to have a big smile on my face when I'm in the church life like this. So when you're by yourself, it's so easy for Satan to get to you. But when you're in the church life, it's like, wow, the devil hates it when I'm happy. So I'm hoping that the devil's really angry right now.
Amen. I agree with what the brother just said about how the devil would kind of beat us up by using us to feel disappointed in ourselves. And I really loved what Brother Ed said earlier. He said, if the Lord moves you to speak, you say amen. Amen. And yesterday when all the colleges were getting up on the stage and we were talking about what we're doing on campus, and one of the brothers in the club turned back to me for me to say something, and I didn't say anything. But when I sat down, like, something in my spirit, it was just like, I needed to say something. And even the second time we had a chance to testify, and I, I felt that same feeling again. And then this morning, I just felt really down. And I just feel like the Lord is just telling me that I need to get up here and speak. So Amen. I have to not quench the spirit and despise not prophesying. The Lord is really calling us hearts to submit unto him. So I really enjoyed the second message. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my heart's beating a lot right now. I was just enjoying from the last message that our urgent need is to gain more of the Spirit. Amen. And I was just enjoying every day and every morning we have an opportunity to have our vessels filled and soaked with the triune God. Amen. And I was just thinking, daily and hourly we have this opportunity. And I was just considering, you know, every morning, being that I'm a senior biology major and like it's my last year, I either have to always read something or always write something. So every morning I always say, oh no, another paper to read, or oh no, an 8 a.m. class. but I was just enjoying that that the Lord can change our oh no's to oh Lord's. Amen. And that when we see, as we heard this morning, when we see the supreme preciousness of Christ, we would want to consecrate ourselves to him. Amen. And we would want to consecrate ourselves to him, and that eventually we would be just matching him. Amen. In his preciousness. And we just realize that the price that we pay is so small in comparison to what we get in return.
Amen.
Amen.
I just enjoyed the simple point that we need to have a pure heart for the Lord.
Right.
And a pure heart is a heart that has only the Lord as its only goal.
Right.
And I just realized, I just got convicted that I have just all these desires and goals, you know, to, you know, get a good job or to be popular or to have a lot of money, you know. And I just appreciate that a pure heart that only desires the Lord as its goal will be rewarded with Christ in their spirit. And I just really enjoy that.
Amen.
So as somebody who was raised just by his mother and growing up with a little sister, and about 85% of my friends are female, I'm a feminist, and being a martial artist whose name literally means warlike in Latin, I've wanted to fight for people for a while. And last night I had a conversation with my brother, Rick Ruby, and we were talking about how the Lord's plan almost will never line up with ours, and that we just need to say amen. And that, you know, the Lord is the true president of the United States. The Lord is the ruler of the world. And we need to not always be so overly concerned about what the world has, you know, destroying and, like, all this, you know, tearing us apart. And, I mean, I do all I can to, you know, help people around my campus and around my community. But sometimes I just need to say amen and not let Satan give me that anxiety. Amen.
Amen.
Saints, how do we live in the reality of the kingdom? I really appreciate the answer was in this past message. We need to buy and invest.
Amen.
We need to spend time to buy the oil.
Amen.
Don't have excuses.
Right.
Spend time in the morning.
Amen.
Buy the oil.
Amen.
Then what happens? You become burning.
Right.
You burn your classmates. You burn your friends.
Right.
You burn your teachers, maybe.
Amen.
Burn your whole campus.
Amen.
And then we need to invest.
Amen.
Invest your spiritual talent.
Amen.
Each one of you has a spiritual talent.
Amen.
Don't despise it.
Amen.
Don't despise others. Take the time. Amen.
Yeah, we need to be burning. Right? So the prudent virgins took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So these were believers, right? They not only had, they were regenerated believers who had the spirit. In their spirit, they were one with the Lord. But what made them prudent is that they took oil in their vessels. So this is their soul. This is their mind, emotion, and will. And so I was just really encouraged. I'm so happy to be here. I feel like now, today, I have more oil in my vessel than I did on Friday. But in order to get oil, right, we need to pay a cost, just like we paid a cost to be here. But I'm just encouraged to keep buying more oil, that the Lord will spread and gain my inward parts.
I'm back. All right, so three quick things. Number one, I just thought that I should let all you guys know that I love Jesus. I love God.
Amen.
You know, why am I telling you this? Go tell on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere, right?
Amen.
All right. Secondly, I just want to share this verse, Matthew 6:25. And Jesus says, isn't life more than food and the body more than clothes? You know, and sometimes we worry about what are we going to eat? What, you know, like, what are we going to do? And God has your back, you know, and that's important. And lastly, I just want to share this quick poem with you. So if everyone would just close your eyes and not look at me, but meditate on God, on what I'm about to say. Okay? All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forget our trespassers, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is the kingdom and glory, power, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. This is how we pray to keep the demons at bay, keeping them away, stopping them from making our mind go astray. This is how we pray for the weak, for the people who can't see or speak, too blind to see God's winning streak, too mute to answer to their own shriek. We pray for the lost and misguided, hoping that they don't get divided, cast away from God and their spirit subsided. The sick and the dying are never too far from our lips. We pray that their spirit being before their life slips. So this is how we pray, and it may seem odd, but there's more to prayer, so you need to be aware that no one gets to the Father but through Jesus Christ. So listen here, you need to say Jesus' name to be heard, or it will be deferred. So we pray every day to erase the suffering away that brings us into dismay, but you pray and believe faith will find a way. And so I say you have to meet God halfway. So let's join together and pray all together for the world to be under fair weather. Pray for the government to actually believe in God we trust, to adjust to the corrupt and unjust. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. If you give our trespassers, and if you give those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, lead us from evil. Thou hast the kingdom, glory, glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
This weekend, I freshly appreciated the definition of the high peak of the divine revelation.
Amen.
And I'm just so impressed that God went through a process.
Amen.
And that living this kingdom life doesn't have to be so difficult. And I'm so encouraged whenever the brother says, when you lose the flow of life, gain it back. It's so simple. The enemy will try to convince us that we're not fit for this life, or that we're not capable. But if we just remember that God went through a process, we will realize that we also are going through a process.
Amen.
And that God went through a process so that we can be in him.
Amen.
And in him, Satan has nothing.
Amen.
In him, we can live this kingdom life.
Amen.
Okay, now we have to go to 45 seconds, even 45.
Amen. So Saints, just want to share a few nuggets. All I'm going to say is just plagiarized from whatever the saints said before me. So first, to be in spirit, I really appreciate those matters. So to be in spirit is to be dethroned.
Amen.
You only have today, you don't have tomorrow.
Amen.
The genuine New Testament ministry stirs up people to love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To enjoy the Lord Jesus so that we can feed others, Ezekiel chapter 3. I love what sister shared, eat, go, speak.
Amen.
I enjoyed the matter of Christification. I enjoyed the matter of the coherence of the believers in the triune God.
Amen.
I enjoyed the matter of recovering the functioning of all the members of the body. The prayer, Lord, make me your captive, never let me go, defeat me all the time. I enjoyed that all those who know resurrection have given up hope in themselves.
Amen.
And I enjoyed that from the throne of God and the Lamb flows the river. And when we remain this flow of life, it can reach other believers and non-believers around us.
Amen.
And every time we see Christ, we go back another way. And I was just so touched that it's so easy to see Christ. We just need to turn our hearts and spend time with him. And I really appreciate what the brother said, that love equals time. So we love the Lord Jesus, so we need to spend our time with him. And in the morning, our first words should be, O Lord Jesus.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord. You know, the Lord works in very wondrous ways. But unfortunately, you know, so does the devil. He's very conniving. This weekend, I got baptized. And so this helped me because before coming in prior this weekend, folks, brothers and sisters, I had doubts. And when I got baptized, the old Tony was left in that coffin up there. Brother Ed said something last night that stuck out to me. He said, when you're in your spirit, folks, brothers and sisters, when you're in your spirit, the devil can't touch you. When you're in your spirit, the devil has no hope. When you're in your spirit, folks, you're dangerous. All right, I just want to let you guys know that. So if you have any doubts, like a brother shared up here said that, you know, the devil is kind of trying to come in. He's going to bring doubts, but just try to be in your spirit, and the Lord will humble you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. I was just enjoying this weekend that the Lord is so sovereign. When I applied to college, I wanted to have a church life at my college. So the only colleges I applied to had meetings on campus. But the Lord actually placed me at a college campus where there was only one other sister. And there wasn't a campus meeting. For Wednesdays, I actually have to go on a subway, go 20 minutes away from my home to the NYU meeting. And it can be very difficult because it's late and it's another hour and a half to go home. But there was this one verse that really touched me every time. 2 Corinthians 4:8, we are pressed on every side, but not constricted. Unable to find a way out, but not utterly without a way out. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We just have to be those who pay the price.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, buy the oil today.
Amen.
I enjoyed this point from the first meeting. It says, by the power of his resurrection, we are enabled to participate in his sufferings.
Right.
That really touched me because, like, we are allowed to participate in his sufferings. It's a joy to suffer with the Lord.
Amen.
And when we were talking about the seeds, when a seed gets sown into the rocks, whenever the sun comes, the tribulations, it just gets burned.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this kind of seed.
Yeah.
I want to be in the good ground, but I have a lot of work left in my being that the Lord has to work on me.
Yeah.
I just want to love the Lord so much that I can get in the furnace and say, Lord, get in here with me.
Yeah.
I just love the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
In message one, we saw the picture of the kingdom in Ezekiel 1:26. We see there is a throne of sapphire, and there's a man sitting on the throne, and we are under this throne. The kingdom of God is the rule of God through us, within us, and over us.
Amen.
And while I saw this in message one, I was just asking the Lord, how can I experience this as my reality?
Amen.
And I found the secret in this message this morning. The secret is that we have to come to the Lord to be filled with him.
Amen.
We have to be filled with oil. Not only in our lamps, but also in our vessel.
Amen.
And our vessel is our soul.
Amen.
That is our mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
So to live in the reality of the kingdom today,
Amen.
We just have to come to the Lord to be filled with him,
Amen.
To be saturated with him in our soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. I really appreciate that the kingdom is the rule and reign of God within us.
Right.
Rule and reign of God through us. And rule and reign of God over us.
Amen.
And he rules and reigns over Satan and death and sin. I also appreciated that the reality of this kingdom of God is just Christ himself.
Amen.
That to experience the kingdom in the church life is just to gain Christ himself.
Amen.
Amen. And I also appreciated, this might be a little depressing, but all those who know resurrection have given up hope in themselves.
Amen.
They know that they cannot make it.
Right.
Everything that is of death belongs to us, and everything that is of life belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So we know that resurrection is the eternal principle in our service to God.
Right.
It is not of ourself, of our natural man.
Right.
When it is, it just fails.
Amen.
And if the Lord is our life, amen, then
amen.
We won't fail.
Amen.
I really enjoy that our heart needs to be the good earth. You know, this matter, I feel like I've heard so many times, but this weekend it was really new to me. You know, it's not just a doctrine, but this is our reality. The matter of our heart is that, you know, we can't force ourselves to make our heart pure, but actually we can just ask the Lord. We can just ask him to purify our heart. So just realize that there's no more need to struggle, but we just turn to the Lord. Lord, create in me a pure heart, a heart that loves you to the uttermost.
Amen.
Keep me growing so that you can reign in me.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy that every member has a portion of the body that they can share with one another.
Right.
And we have a sister who didn't come to the retreat, and she's always sharing something precious for us, and we can share with her.
Amen.
And she'll be able to share the Lord with us, and we can share with her so that we can be watering each other.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. I just enjoyed from the past message that we need to buy and invest.
Amen.
That we need to buy the oil.
Yeah.
We need to pay the price.
Right.
And it's like time is more precious than money, because once it goes, it's gone. So if you miss that morning time with the Lord, then you miss that for the, it's gone. You don't get it back. So it's just, it really touched me that we need to really spend time with him.
Amen.
And you can't think that 5 minutes is like enough. That's nothing. You have to spend even more time. And also I just enjoyed that you need to invest. Everyone has a function, and I often despise my function. I often don't want to speak up in the meeting. I don't want to speak at all. But Praise the Lord, I'm up here. Amen. Lord, I can speak for you. Amen. Lord, keep me burning. Amen. Lord, I love you.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we're up here. I enjoyed that the matter of the kingdom starts with the matter of our heart. And what the Lord wants to show us in the reality of living in the kingdom just starts with our heart. I enjoyed that hearing that the heart is the entrance and the exit of our being. So, Lord, we want you to come in. We want you to flow out. We want you to be our only goal. Amen. I don't want to be enthroned anymore. Lord, I want to enthrone you in my heart. Amen. So you could show this living reality of your kingdom. Amen. And I also enjoyed one point, what we've seen, we have to be faithful to speak. Amen. And what we speak, we can exercise in spirit.
Amen. I don't know about you guys, but for the first three meetings, I was wondering why the brother is not speaking about the kingdom. Why does it keep going back to the heart and heart and heart? So I couldn't make that connection for until the third meeting. That this kingdom, the entire reality of the kingdom depends on the condition of your heart. Right. Wow, I feel like I got a new heart surgery by the brothers. Amen. Saints, I've got a new heart this through the conference. And I'm going to take the four words home that will stay with me and to maintain the condition of my heart. Yes. The heart being soft. Yes. Heart loving. Amen. A heart that's pure. Amen. And that heart that is in peace. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we have a heart that is good for the kingdom of God to grow. Amen.
I really appreciated this weekend the reminder that we really need to pay the price. We really need to buy this oil. And, you know, it's really difficult to pay a price when you don't love something. You know, you'll pay the price, I can say. A lot of times, you know, I love watching the NBA, you know, the games. And you'll pay the price because I really like doing it. I'll slack on maybe something else. And the same with the Lord. If we love the Lord, these things, it won't be that difficult to do because we're just in love with the Lord. Amen. So if we just love the Lord, paying the price won't be so difficult. So we really just need to spend time with the Lord. And just like our brother shared, you know, time is the most precious commodity. You can never get it back. Once that time is gone, that it's gone forever. And so we just need to really pay the price by spending time with the Lord.
Amen. I was like touched with the matter of the soil. Soil is really important because seed cannot grow without the soil's nutrients. And during the message, I was really convicted that my heart is very rocky. During the first, like the first 2 months of the semester, I felt that I had a lot of burden and I wanted to do a lot of stuff, but I couldn't really go on. Like before I came here, I was like, I don't know like if I'm doing this right, but it's because of the rocks in my heart. Lord, dig away the rocks. Amen.
I just wanted to share a verse. It's Psalms 139, verse 17 and 18. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. These verses really touched me because it's just amazing how God thinks about us, like more than we probably think about him. So it just really touched me that, you know, God loves us so much that he's always constantly thinking about us. Amen.
Do not despise your prophecy. Amen. Do not despise your function. Amen. Do not despise your spiritual gifts. Amen. A lot of people that know me as a quiet person, but God, he gives me things that I need to say. Amen. And here I am before you saying that I need to say stuff. Amen. So why do we enjoy the Lord? We enjoy the Lord so we can feed the others.
Right. Okay, hi guys, I'm nervous, so bear with me. But Just a background knowledge. I went to Catholic school as a non-Catholic, and when I graduated, I had a fractured relationship with God. I had no idea what kind of relationship I was supposed to have with him. I thought he was distant, scary, and didn't want anything to do with me because I wasn't getting out of it what all the other kids were getting out of it in that Catholic school. And then the summer passed, and I went to that involvement fair, and like I said, I signed up for 5 Christian clubs for whatever reason. And then, you know, like, it's just going back to the idea that, like, God is always leading me to where I'm supposed to be. Somehow, I signed up for 5 Christian clubs, ended up with this one. I ended up at this conference this weekend. I ended up being baptized yesterday. And here I am telling all of you that, like, yes, God is real. God is loving. God is here, and God wants us to love him because we are his counterpart. We are just, There's no relationship with God if there's no relationship with us. So, just, yeah, that. So.
I've been burdened by the matter of feeding and shepherding, and it's like you never really feel like you're ready. However, it's really wonderful that God placed me in a position in which people are so searching. So taking a step back, in my suite, we may or may not be doing some secret cooking late at night, but cooking takes preparation, time, the right ingredients, maybe some experience, because you have to know what the dish looks like. You have to have tasted it before in order to share your enjoyment with others. So taking a step back forward, this doesn't mean you have to have a fixed practice way of speaking or sharing to the people you are shepherding. What matters most is the content, the ingredients, how God touched you in a real way. So I just pray that, Lord, take care of my heart. Keep my condition right.
God is good. I just recently moved to the East Coast, and I pray to God every day to put the right people in my life. So I thank Brother John, Brother David, for bringing me here, and Brother Shepard. Also, thank you. Brother Edward, your message was really strong. Turn your heart into the Lord. You know, pray to the Lord every day about your heart being soft, loving, at peace, and pure. That just touches me. Thank you.
I just enjoyed that on Friday, the brother said, the reason I have this degree or job is because of you, Lord. I know that I'm not right there. It was like, I know that it was like studies has become my idol. It was like, you will stay up for study, but you will never stay up to read your Bible. And I was like, Lord, a lot of time I was like, we say we love you, but we never do all this thing for you, but we will do all this thing for our study or for our job. And I was like, I just realized if right now I don't learn to give my degree, like, I don't learn to say that, oh, I have this degree because of you, then I know for sure when I go out to work, I will never say that my job is for you. So pray that you will purify our heart. May our heart single and our eyes will be single. Yeah. We will be willing to buy and invest.
Yeah. Amen. And saints, do you want to be Christified this morning?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, we need to be Christified this morning.
Amen.
Oh, we just need to remember that Christ is our center and that he is our life. He is our way. I really enjoyed the point that, you know, actually, our Lord, he just wants to recover the function of each member of his body.
Amen.
And actually, every one of us has an irreplaceable and unique function. So praise the Lord. I'm up here, and I'm just sharing my portion with you all.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, rejoice!
Amen.
Right, for we live in the reality of the God's kingdom.
Amen.
Right, this meeting, I really appreciate that no matter where we are, no matter what circumstances we're in, we can thank the Lord, we can praise him, and I can testify that it works. So, you know, I have had some experience with some brother before. He said that every day he wake up, many paper due, research due, project due, all the dues. But I just pray. I just thank Lord, give me this experiments to transform me. And you know that every time before I went to some meeting conference, I can't wait. So this time, I think I fast to God, so I can turn back to God again, and I want to sacrifice more time to fast to God every day.
Amen.
Man, thank the Lord.
Amen.
I really appreciated that, even though the kingdom seed has been sown into our heart. In order for it to grow, it has to spread, and the Lord has to gain room in our hearts. I was reminded of two verses this morning, and they overcame him.
Amen.
They overcame him.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the words of the testimony.
Amen.
They loved not their soul life, even unto death.
Amen.
And also Ephesians, may you be strengthened
right.
with power.
Amen.
So that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
I was just infused by faith this weekend. And even though I realize I'm not there, my heart is not there entirely for the Lord, but he's gaining more room in my heart day by day.
Amen.
Through faith.
Amen.
Amen.
I will go to 30 seconds.
So
So, hi. This weekend, I've noticed God working and transforming my heart in two ways. First of all, after putting baptism off for 2 years, I finally got baptized yesterday. Yeah. So, that's one way that he's been putting my heart at peace, and I'm very grateful for that. The second point was in message two, when we talked about hidden sins and self-seeking and self-pitying desires. And for me, those who know me, I've been complaining about my housemates and how loud they are at night and partying and whatnot, and just like, oh, I'm trying to be such a good Christian, I pray to you, Lord, but really, I'm just self-pitying, and that hit me yesterday, and so I'm going home with a soft heart and a loving heart for my housemates.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What Brother Ed said struck me when he was like, you forget about today. We don't have tomorrow. So just enjoy the Lord right now.
Amen.
And it really applied to me because I have an exam, actually three exams this week. And I was in doubt of attending the conference because I could use all that weekend time, you know, studying. But now I don't have any regrets.
Amen.
I feel like the Lord has blessed me in this conference.
Amen.
And has blessed this conference in general. Amen. And I just want to read in point four where it says, point one, where it says, as long as we have today, we shall love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciated that when we call, O Lord Jesus, we get the person of that name. And this past semester, my roommate, I don't know if she realizes this, but she says, O Lord Jesus, so much. And it really waters me because she doesn't say it in a religious way. It's just so natural. She says, O Lord, in front of everything. And in our house, we have three sisters and one unbeliever. So it really, really shocked me the first week when she would say, Lord Jesus, and then like say something so normal, like, I'm going to make breakfast. And I think our roommate, who's the unbeliever, she's getting something. But before we came to the retreat this weekend, she said, what's the meaning of my life? And I just wanted to say it. The meaning of your life is Jesus. Amen. And then she said, y'all see Jesus. And I was like, what? What happened? But this weekend, after this weekend, I really wanted to go back and tell my roommate about the meaning of her life. And I just pray that our living would be a testimony for our roommate.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. So I'm graduating this May 2017, but I'm also a working saint. And because I'm graduating, I've been getting anxious about getting a better job. So I haven't been happy with where I am. But last night at the Working Saints meeting, our brother shared, we need to be content wherever we are. So it was a great reminder because I may not be happy with my job, but I have a job. And I have that job's useful to the Lord because I can do things with that job. And the hours are great. So it may not be the job I want, but Lord, forgive me for not being grateful. In all things, may we be content in our situations.
And when I heard the title of this conference, I started considering, what does living in the reality of the kingdom of God mean? And I appreciated actually the first thing we talked about and devoted an entire message on was the condition of our heart. And I just appreciated that the condition of our heart is actually so secret. And so to maintain the condition of our heart, we need to have a secret time with the Lord. And the reason why the condition of our heart is so important is because it is the entrance and exit of life.
Amen. At the end of Mark 4, we see that the Lord likened the kingdom to a seed, right? And we see that there's a progression, right? The seed was sown, it grew, and there was eventually a harvest, right? So, Lord Jesus, right? If there's no growth, there's no harvest.
Right.
So we need to be, so I was so impressed, right, that there were two messages devoted specifically to the growth of the seed within us, right? I have no doubt that all of us today, right, have this kingdom seed, this all-inclusive seed planted within our heart.
Right.
Right, if you're not sure, right, like the brother said, come see any of these brothers in the front row, right? We have this seed, but we have to let the seed grow. We need to take care of our spirit and our heart. Our heart needs to be pure.
Amen.
Lord, grant us a soft, pure, loving heart that's soft, pure, loving, and at peace.
Amen.
So I have the opposite problem of that brother who said he didn't want to speak. I want to speak too much. So I needed to write down what I wanted to say so I don't wander off, because otherwise I could end up giving a whole nother message, and the people behind me need to speak too. So what what Ed said about when we don't have Christ, we fall apart, that has been so true in my life. I've been a Christian since I was 7 years old, so I've known Christ for 24 years now, and I don't remember what I was like before I knew Christ. And the speaker, Edward, when he said he's never become lukewarm, I realized that I can't say the same. There have been times in my life when I've fallen into sin and wandered away from Christ. So I wanted to get to the place where I'm in love with God constantly. And then I just wanted to share my favorite verse. It's from Psalm 19. It says, "Who can discern his errors? Lord, forgive my hidden faults. Keep me also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent in the eyes of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and redeemer."
Amen. This weekend, how crucial it is to have a root system with the Lord. When we have history with the Lord, it doesn't matter if it's the north wind or the south wind. We're going to grow in him. And also how our enjoyment is for each other. So my enjoyment is for you, and your enjoyment is for me. Amen. Lord, just keep us enjoying you.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the same point. It was in point E. We need to use the Lord's gift to build up the church by serving others with Christ and ministering Christ as grace to them. This year, I've been burdened for more college students to stand up and testify in the meetings on the Lord's Day. But I really appreciated this picture of the virgins and the oil. First, I need to be one who pays the price to be to be one of the prudent virgins. But at the same time, even if I'm burning, I can't gain the spirit for someone else. All I can do is minister Christ as grace to others and impart life to others to encourage others, you know, not to be the foolish slaves, but to be the prudent, foolish virgins, but to be the prudent virgins. We need to be those encouraging each other.
Saints, our hearts are so changeable. But praise the Lord, God is the unchanging one. Amen. You know, if the Lord's heart was anything like mine, I probably wouldn't be here today. But because his love is so constant and so full of grace, that keeps me loving him more and more. You know, my prayer this morning was, Lord, keep my heart pure. Keep my heart soft. Lord, keep my heart unchanging and loving you.
Amen. So I keep my heart soft. I realized how hard I was before coming to this conference. I was just telling a sister during break how scarily accurate the Lord knows our situation, and he knows our heart. And to place me here, last night during our fellowship and our prayer time, the sister actually responded to my fellowship with her saying, "You have a function, do not despise it." And somehow she was alluding that this meeting would happen today. What coincidence that the brother mentioned the sister with colored hair, and I realized I was on my way to bury the talent, and the devil was working his way in me, but the Lord is so faithful and he's so merciful that he never let me go.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciated that all these messages have been deeply covering the matter of going on in the Lord. And last night we had a sweet prayer time with the sisters in our house, and we asked each other what any of our prayer burdens were, and then all of our prayer burdens aligned. So we desired to just go on in the Lord. And so we just pray that we would have clear skies, that there would be nothing in between us and the Lord. And we just confess that, Lord, that our hearts are so changeable. But thank you that you have an unchangeable heart. And after the prayer time, I really realized that the matter of going on as a corporate matter. We have all the prayers of the saints, all the prayers of everyone combined. Lord, we just have to go on in you. And the Lord is just praying there for us. Amen. Thank you for the prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we all have spiritual gifts. We all have functions and we all have talents. Doesn't matter if you have 5 talents, 2 talents, or 1 talent, we all have talents. I was really convicted by the fact that the slave with 1 talent buried his spiritual gift, and how on many Lord table meetings, I would have something I really want to say, but I'll give myself excuses like, oh, that brother said what I want to say, or I'm running out of time, or it's not that important, it's not related. But praise the Lord. We shouldn't bury our spiritual gifts. And then, oh Lord, pray that you cover our function. Amen. And then we can administer all your riches to everyone. Amen.
God's spirit as the oil must soak and mingle with man's spirit as the wick and burn together with man's spirit. I really appreciated seeing this picture because You know, this reminds me of how important we are for the Lord's work. A lamp without oil cannot burn. A lamp without a wick cannot burn. So the Lord cannot move on this earth without our help. Our disposition must be changed. We need to be the ones that buy the oil and invest our talents for God's move on this earth.
Amen. Saints, what a mercy it is that we could be under this betrothing speaking.
Amen.
Being stirred up to love the Lord with our first and our best love.
Amen.
Yes, it's a mercy, but I think it actually just corresponds to the deep longing that is on God's heart.
Amen.
To have a counterpart.
Amen.
To have a bride that matches him.
Amen.
So I was just reminded, the last thing I ever want, you know, we love the Lord, so we do things for the Lord and we serve the Lord. But it's very possible we could just be in a mere movement. I appreciated being reminded that we are not in a movement.
Amen.
We are in the Lord's move.
Amen.
Which always issues out of our personal, romantic, spiritual, organic, and intimate contact with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so you probably noticed I don't have any notes. That's because I'm not really going to say anything about the message. The message was awesome, though. But I just wanted to take this time to really say that what you guys are doing here is just really special. And this is my first time here, and I just want to thank everyone that I met at Temple, especially my girl Chadi and Dee and Daya. And, you know, coming from a very religious setting growing up, you know, they never really explain to you how to really have a relationship with God. They just kind of expect you to do things and to just know why you do them. And, you know, I used to be like, yeah, you know, I'm a Christian because I was raised Christian and my parents are Christian. But, I mean, I didn't really have any relationship with God. I just kind of, like, did it because that's what everyone did. But I just want to say, like, you guys are really awesome. Just having this experience is just really touching and, you know, I don't want you to think that you guys are, like, normal, because you're not. You're extraordinary. And being normal is what everyone else is. It's just adding a bunch of stuff to make yourself feel good and not taking accountability. And everything is just really awesome here. And you guys are just really awesome.
Oh, Lord Jesus. The Lord's recovery is not a work, not a teaching, not a theology, not a movement. The Lord's recovery is Christ himself as the seed sown into us, that we are part divine partakers, that we just need Christ as our everything.
Yeah.
Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, we should never be lukewarm. If people tell you to calm down, don't. But rather be burning in spirit. There is an urgent need to gain more of the spirit. And so I just really see we need to have a greater desperation of fighting for our times with the Lord. The brother said that the best way to show our love is just to spend time with the Lord. And so no one else can do this. But only us. No one else can make the spirit ready but yourselves. So we should go buy and invest every single day.
These past two mornings, I had to get up at 7:30. And when I get up, I'm usually really grouchy. And I can't even get myself out of bed, let alone do any morning revival. And that actually came as a surprise to me, because in high school, I would rejoice if I had the luxury of getting up at 7:30. But then I realized that this was a matter of my heart. That, like, I always say I give my heart to the Lord, but it's not always my full heart that I give to the Lord, but just like a piece of my heart. Yeah. I remember the analogy of your heart being a large house. And when you say, Lord, make your home in my heart, you just say, in this, like, tiny part of my house. But I just appreciate that we have to let the Lord make his home in our whole heart, not just any specific part of our heart.
Amen. I really appreciated this prayer that the brother gave us. Oh Lord, make me your captive.
Amen.
Defeat me every day.
Amen.
Never let me win.
Amen.
I also really appreciate that he said this prayer would change your life.
Amen.
It just really struck me. Oh Lord,
Amen.
Make me your captive.
Amen.
Defeat me every day.
Amen.
Never let me win.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I just really enjoyed that we must turn our heart back to the Lord again and again and have it continually renewed so that we may have a new and fresh love toward the Lord. Amen. It was such a simple point, but it was really fresh and really new to me, and it just reminded me that if we really love the Lord, then we'll want to spend time with him and, you know, we'll want to know him. And so I was just like reminded that I need to constantly exercise my spirit and have this strong love for the Lord. But I realize that I'm also really weak in myself, but it's okay because I can just pray to the Lord that he'll make my heart soft,
right.
He'll make my heart pure,
right.
He'll make my heart loving,
yeah.
And he'll make my heart at peace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
God created man in his own image.
Amen.
I was so happy to see that our God is absolute.
Amen.
We were created in his image to be absolute. So we will either give ourselves entirely to the world or give ourselves entirely to the Lord.
Amen.
We want to be here to give ourselves entirely to the Lord.
Amen.
Be absolute for him.
Amen.
Be burning in spirit.
Amen.
We need to buy the oil and invest our talents.
Yeah.
Nobody can gain the spirit for us.
Right.
This semester I started having appointments with older sisters and also reading with my serving sister, but I can't be dependent on that to fill my vessel.
Right.
I appreciate that we need to be on a quest to know the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This weekend I was encouraged by sharing your portion, no matter how small, and not letting earthly anxieties prevent you from sharing them. This weekend I was burdened to serve the Lord, to invest your time and give it to the Lord, that I'm a young working saint, that I should be, I have so much time to give. And I just want to encourage everybody to give your time to the Lord and really study yourself and make sure you give your time every time, every hour you have to him.
This is not what I was planning on sharing, but I just want to testify that each one of your portions has been so encouraging. Like, as much as I've enjoyed the brother speaking, I didn't tear up or cry at all during any of the messages, but standing up here and hearing so many people share their personal experiences and testimonies has been such a watering and supply to me. And what I did plan on sharing, though, was just that I had a fresh appreciation of how important it is to spend time with the Lord, and that we might hear these types of things over and over again, but I appreciated so much the brother pointing out that we shouldn't take these things for granted, because these basic things are how we enter into the day-to-day living of reality of the kingdom of the Lord.
I just really enjoyed that we need to supply others with Christ as their spiritual food at the proper time. Right now, I'm trying to preach the gospel to two of my friends, and it's been really hard because I just feel like maybe I'm being too forceful. But I just appreciated that your function is appreciated by the Lord.
Amen.
And you just need to keep supplying them whenever you feel like it, because that's the Lord touching you.
Amen.
I love my master, and I will not go out free.
Amen.
Love is the most excellent way to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because we love the Lord so that we can be the faithful and prudent slave of him. And the genuine New Testament ministry always stirs us up to love the Lord. And we're so thankful that we're here under this ministry, and we have so many loving saints who love the Lord. We can burn together and encourage each other on this journey.
I was freshly appreciating that we have this kingdom seed, the divine life within us, but it needs to grow. And in order for it to grow, I just freshly appreciated our hearts, the condition of our hearts are so crucial. We need a loving heart, a pure heart, a soft heart, and a heart at peace. And I just appreciated, you know, we have this divine life with such great power, but it can be limited and hindered by our small heart. And so I really appreciated all our spiritual experiences start with our loving the Lord. So it's not a small thing to just spend time with the Lord. And as we spend time with him, our love for him will grow.
Thing that I liked is that everything that doesn't come from Christ is garbage. It's worthless. Like, everything we do has to be coming from God, not just doing it because it's the right thing to do or because it's a good thing to do or you have to do it, but because it's what God wants and God's moving through you.
Amen.
Amen. I love coming to retreats like this because it really forces you to really retreat on the worldly problems, really focus in on God. And that's exactly what he wants us to do. I wanted to share a little personal testimony real quick. I grew up in a Christian household. My father's a pastor and everything. You know, so I grew around Christian teachings. But, I never really took it too seriously in high school. I was a part of this community service organization, if you heard of it, Key Club. I was a part of that. And then I managed to get to a state-level position. And so that really consumed my life. And I say that it ultimately became my idol, I could say. And this past summer, once I graduated high school, I'm a freshman in college now, but when I graduated high school, I went to this missions trip, and then I went to this young adult retreat, and those two experiences over the summer just really got me to think, you know, God is the only person that should take over my life. Amen. He's the only person that should be, you know, all over my thoughts. Nothing Key Club, nothing else, no schoolwork, nothing. Only God should be taking over my life. So I wanted to share that.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I deeply thank Lord for making us a vessel to contain him and to be just only satisfied by him. I think to be, to function in his body is a real privilege. I really enjoy the parables in Matthew 13, saying that we are plants. We are plants that can grow when having a deep root. So the heat of sun should be for our growth, not death blood. We want to redeem our times and to have a secret histories with the Lord. Amen. Lord, help me to have a burning heart until you come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just enjoy that we need to take care of people with a loving heart of our Father. Love is the most excellent way. Amen. Praise the Lord for his loving heart. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Love is the most excellent way. I just have such a fresh appreciation of what love means at this conference. Love isn't just a feeling. It's love. The definition of love is time. What you spend your time on is what you love. So I really felt convicted when it comes to personal time. I didn't know why I was having such a hard time coming to the Lord. I just realized I need a loving heart. Lord, I love you.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, our heart needs to be the good earth for the seed of the kingdom to grow. Amen. But I've just been appreciating that we can't purify our own heart. But what we can do is that we can bring this matter to the Lord, Amen. Right? The Lord wants to purify our heart. Amen. So the Lord is for us. If we bring this matter to him, Lord, purify my heart, the Lord will do it.
Amen. We have a me in whom Satan has nothing, not even a sliver of possibility. Our Lord Jesus is the unique overcomer. His heart was pure and absolute for the Father. He was fully one with God's will. And he even desired to spend more time with God. And so in ourselves, we have no hope. But praise the Lord that this me, in whom Satan had nothing, is in our spirit. Lord, keep us turning to our spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all of our experiences. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for putting me where I'm at. Amen. I've just really been appreciating this conference and how the Lord really tests us and really puts us in situations so that we can turn to him. And how our heart really changes for his plan and not our plan. And that we can't decide what we want to do, but we need to put our heart to him.
Amen. For the body is not one member, but many. Amen. So saints, don't despise your function. Rather, treasure your function and be content with where you are. This is investing our talent. And if we do this, the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful slave. Amen. Enter into the joy of your master. Amen.
The Lord can't work within us if we don't cooperate with him. If we don't give him the way, there is no way. 86,400. This is the number of seconds that we have in the day. What proportion of the day can you give to the Lord? Saints, we need to be active investors seeking ways to gain more oil. Be an active investor. Come and function at the meetings. Spend your commute times, your between classes times with him. Share your experiences of the Lord with your friends. Saints, he's right here, so why not spend every moment with him? Luke 12:34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Lord, thank you. You are my treasure.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to share something that I really appreciate in being in the church life. That is, praise the Lord that he said, make a joyful noise, not a melody. I can't read songs and I always, you know, felt the shame like singing. But being in the church life, I can always sing. Because the Lord, he just wants us to enjoy him. Right. He doesn't care about our, you know, voice and whether we know the melody or not. He just, you know, wants us to enjoy him. So praise the Lord.
We have to go to 20 seconds.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Praise
Praise the Lord. I also enjoy the point that the Lord is an absolute God, and we are made in His image, so to be happy, we have to be absolute for something. Lord, make us so absolute for You. Amen. Lord, make us Your captives. Amen. Never let us win. Amen. Oh, Lord, defeat us all the time.
Amen. We need to have a root. We need the Lord to have a root system in our hearts, Amen. And this root system is our secret history, our secret enjoyment of the Lord. In Matthew 6:6, the Lord commands us, but you, when you pray, enter into your private room and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And this weekend, I was so convicted. I don't spend enough time with the Lord, but praise the Lord. I just need to redeem the personal time with the Lord. The brothers share that love is spelled T-I-M-E. Amen. To love the Lord is to spend time with Him.
Amen.
Oh, I really appreciated the point that we need a pure heart and that our sole goal is God Himself. And when I first got here, my heart wasn't on God. Actually, it was a lot more concerned with my Snapchat streaks. And, there's no signal here, and I didn't know what I'll do. But then, just like the brother mentioned, his goal in life wasn't to put a ball in a hoop. And in the same way, my goal in life isn't to maintain a 3-digit Snapchat streak. So... our goal should only be God Himself.
Amen.
Oh Lord, just purify my heart.
Amen.
Let's freshly impress this weekend to see that although the truth that we have in the Lord's recovery is so profound, the practice is so simple.
Amen.
We can be those who call on the Lord's name,
Amen.
Pray in His word, always rejoice,
Amen.
Unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks,
Amen.
Not quench the spirit and not despise prophecies.
Amen.
This is a way to be filled all the time,
Amen.
And this is a way to live in the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
I was going to share something completely different, but I was really moved by what our sister was sharing. Growing up as a church kid, I never really appreciated what it means to actually be able to have a personal relationship with the Lord. And it's actually really something really special to be able to call the Lord your friend. I don't think I'll ever be able to appreciate what it means to wake up every morning and say, Lord Jesus, I just love You.
Amen.
Lord, I just love You.
Amen.
I've just been impressed about the importance of keeping the heart with vigilance. We had to spend time to have the Lord thoroughly deal with our heart and our conscience. The divine seed grows best in a heart that's unchanging to the world but soft to Him. But often our hearts are the opposite. But thankfully we have Ezekiel 36:26, and that our heart of stone has been replaced with the heart of flesh.
Amen.
Yes, amen. We have a heart of flesh.
Amen.
Lord, I just enjoyed that we can never despise our portion. So when we say do not despise prophecies, it also means your own prophecy.
Yeah.
In my locality, I'm surrounded by all these trainees and full-timers who could speak 10 times more eloquent than I am. I could, but amen, I still have a portion.
Amen.
Exodus 21:5. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Love is the motivating factor for serving the Lord. And love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and do anything for the building up of the body of Christ. And we show our love by spending time. I enjoy that we need to spend time with the Lord. We only have today, and need to love the Lord more today and every day.
Amen.
Amen. I was really hesitant to come out because of my crutches, but praise the Lord for my irreplaceable function.
Amen.
As many saints have shared, I just had a fresh appreciation of the root system. But just like how we really need to just love the Lord and linger in His presence. And the more we linger, then the more we love Him. But the best part is that Song of Songs 4:12. All these little trees and divine seeds grow to become an enclosed garden for God's enjoyment. How great is this, saints? We are here for God's enjoyment.
Amen.
So Lord, just grow deeper in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a kingdom seed growing in us. But the question is, how much do we love this seed growing in us?
And I just realized that in my daily living, I say I love the Lord, but there are so many times where I forget him. If you love a baby, you don't forget to feed your baby. And so I just really realized I don't want a day to go by where I forget the Lord. I want to wake up every morning and tell the Lord that I love him.
One thing I enjoyed was when Brother Ed said that every one of us has a function. And I was like, I have a function. That's amazing. And then the Lord is using each and every one of us. And oh, Lord, just help me functioning in you.
Amen. Amen. We don't have tomorrow. We only have today. Amen. I'm just so encouraged that when I go back to my campus this afternoon, I don't have to worry that in a couple days my heart will grow cold, or in a week or so I'm going to be worn down. The Lord just wants me to love him today.
Amen. Amen. I've been so encouraged by the new ones that we see here, and I appreciate the reminder of what it means to be in the Lord's recovery. So the three aspects of the Lord's recovery: number one, to recover Christ as our life, our person, and our way. Number two, to recover the oneness of the body of Christ. And number three, to recover the functioning of all the members of the body. Amen.
I just enjoyed that we had to be burning in spirit. Amen. So like, we can never be calm. I was so convicted when Brother Ed said, you know, he spoke to this older sister across the table and he was so excited. She was like, when you get older, you know, you'll calm down. But praise the Lord, we don't ever want to be calm. We don't want to be lukewarm. Lord, we want to be burning in spirit.
I am very struck that this conference is related to our daily living. To me, this is the most overall crucial matter. Our living counts. Whether or not we can bring the Lord back is not how much knowledge we have and how much we understand the scripture and the truths in the Bible. It's how much we live according to what we've seen in the Word. We must have a living that is according to what we have seen. We've seen the high peak. We've seen the high peak of the divine revelation. But we still are short of a daily living to match that. And I've enjoyed very much your sharing. The daily living is in small, little, simple matters. It's not, you know, the revelation is huge. To bring the Lord back and to bring in the kingdom, to bring the Lord to be that stone that crushes all of human government is a big deal. To be the mountain, you know, which is the millennial kingdom, is a major, you know, it's a monumental thing. But how does it happen? It happens every morning by my opening my heart and spending time. Amen. And I love this. Love is spelled T-I-M-E. By spending time in my daily life, 7 days a week, spend some time. And, you know, in the first message, he talked about read the Word every day. You know, when I was serving Jerry's class in the 11th grade, where's Jerry? Jerry's class in the 11th grade. We got some kind of a group, the 11th grade brothers or something, to read the Bible every day, you know, and mark our chapters down. We did that for a whole year and a half, and then eventually kind of it faded, you know. But it's good. A year and a half was pretty good, you know. We, you know, just to read the Word every day. It takes a little time, but it's so profitable. And it helps your daily living. Amen. And calling on the Lord wherever you are, in class, in between class, at work, with your family, you know, calling on the Lord. And that affects your daily living. Amen. Giving the Lord the first place, it affects your daily living. Prayer reading changed my whole life. You know, but every day to pray, read some verses really affects your living and allows the Lord to make his home in your hearts. By these kinds of simple practices that our brother gave us, taking care of our heart, confessing our sins, the Lord is growing in us. This seed is developing in us and it is flowing out to others. People will get saved. People will get encouraged. Other saints will get encouraged. You know, working saints, if you open your home and invite a college student, a church kid, a high school student to your house just for dinner, you don't have to have a big meeting or anything. Just invite them over. That will help them grow. Amen. And that will save you and help you grow. Amen. It will sanctify your house. And it will preserve your evening. All these little things are our daily life. I don't know what you think when Brother Lee talked about a God-man living. It sounds too tremendous to me. But it's just these little things. It's just to have God in your living. And to take Him as our supply. And to open to Him and spend time with Him. And that will deliver us from a kind of conference to conference church life. You know, oh, this conference, I'm revived. I've been so dead for 6 months and now I'm back, you know. That's not what the Lord is after. We need to be encouraged and come together like this. But actually, we hope that, and our brother's heart is, and you see it in these outlines, that we would have a daily living. A living, what? In the reality of the kingdom of God today. We only have today. How about we live in the reality today?
Amen.
Tomorrow morning we get up, let's live in the reality on Monday.
Amen.
Just take it a day at a time.
Amen.
I think the Lord could really do something if we would just practice these things.
Right.
Amen.
I'd like to send you off with two verses. One of them we had already, and several saints just mentioned, both in Proverbs. Proverbs 4:23. I hope you're all familiar with it by now. Proverbs 4:23. That is, keep your heart with all vigilance, for out of it or from it are the issues of life. The King James Version, when we were in high school and college, we didn't have the recovery version of Proverbs. So the what I memorized was, guard your heart above all that you guard, because out of it flow the issues of life. Guard your heart above all that you guard. And when I was in high school, in the church life, there was, as always, such a strong emphasis on exercise your spirit.
Right.
And we have to exercise our spirit, and even in this conference, there was a lot of emphasis on this matter of exercise your spirit. But I have to tell you, and I gave this testimony when many of us were here in March, and we had a conference on the exercise of the heart and the spirit for God's economy, that when I was 17, I read the book The Economy of God. And I have to say, this is not with exaggeration, that book changed my Christian life. That book changed my Christian life. Changed my life when I saw this, the importance of the heart. Guard your heart above all that you guard. Guard your heart above all that you guard. Because you know why? Because as we heard in message two, our heart is changeable. Since I was 12 years old, I've been going to conferences like this. And I don't want to discourage anybody, but I would be just like you were. And then on Tuesday, something would happen, just knock me down, some discouragement. Or I'd go home that day and find discouragement in my family. Something would happen like, oh, it was really like coming down the mountain. But this, Proverbs 4:23, oh, I can't tell you, with the fellowship from this book, The Economy of God, which I recommend to all of you, before you finish college, you have to read this book, and if you're out of college, you have to read this book. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. You know, these four words, don't you love these four words that we were given? Soft, loving, pure, and at peace. Oh, to have a heart that's at peace is the most valuable thing I mean, there are not enough dollars to put. Nothing can compare with having a heart that's just at peace with God and with everybody. It's nothing the world could offer could match that. Yeah. But you know what? As soon as we leave this place, factors will come from all over to try to harden our hearts. Several of you mentioned you're in your final year, right? You're in your senior year. Oh, I tell you, the decisions that you're coming to, the job offers, you know what? All those things can harden your heart. So you have to face them. We have to face them. We have to be practical. But don't let those things harden your heart. I got so much help from a brother when I was in high school. And he told us his experience. I never forget that. He prayed. You know, our brother mentioned several times, talk to the Lord, tell him this. And I learned that. I learned that when I was 12 years old. I got helped, shepherded to do that when I was 12 years old. Tell him everything and anything. And when I was in high school, one brother told us this, and I always tried to apply it. He said, when he faces situations, he says, Lord, my heart is starting to get hard. I feel it. Oh, that helped me very much, that you can talk to the Lord that way. Lord, I feel it. I don't want it to get hard. Please come in and stop it from getting totally hard, but I just see it. I feel it. Oh, it's so good that we can guard. You know, there's this principle from the beginning of the Bible that God sends the rain, but man tills the ground. Do you get that?
Right.
You know, our function, man's first function in the garden was just to do this. What does that mean? Keep the ground soft. Keep the ground soft. Keep the ground soft. And then when he sends the rain, oh, it goes in, it waters, and it bears fruit. And you know, whether you keep the ground soft or not, the rain's going to come. Yeah. The rain always comes. God is gracious. Right. But there's sometimes that the rain doesn't penetrate because we didn't do our job. And it was unknowingly and unintentionally. And something just came and made us hard again. But the other verse that I want to give you is Proverbs 24:16. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises up again. Praise the Lord. That's the right. Those are the good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
The good ones fall only seven times. But they get up again. Yeah. That's the secret. And we have the accusation answering blood.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Right.
And in Revelation it says they overcame him. What's the first factor? Yeah. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. So we, saints, we have a way to go on and have the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
Day by day by day by day. So I just want to give you these two verses. Guard, guard, and then get up again. Just in case you have a slip. Just in case there's a little stumble, a little fall. The Lord gives us everything that we have. In our summer school right here, we enjoyed this, that we have the equipment that we need.
Right.
We have the blood, we have the word, we have the spirit, and we have the church. We have each other. And that's the all the equipment we need to go on day by day so that the Lord can get the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
Saints, you know, there is such a thing as the manifestation of the kingdom. That's coming. But that comes when the Lord has people on the earth living in the reality of the kingdom. And that's the help that we got. And isn't it something that it all has to do with our little heart? Maybe I'll close with just, I'm just going to read this again. I think all of us were touched with this. This is in message 2. The heart is the entrance and exit of life, the switch of life. Go home with the switch. So if you realize it went off, just right. Switch. If the heart is not right, life in the spirit is hindered. And the law of life cannot work freely and without obstruction to reach every part of our being. Though life has great power, wasn't this something? Though life has great power, that great power is controlled by our small heart. So please guard your small heart and then remember to rise up again. Amen. Amen. How about we close by having a little prayer, two by two or three by three? Amen.